2020 was a bad one. Bushfires, COVID, protests, Trump. So we breathed a sigh of relief when it became 2021. But 6 days in, the Capitol riots happened.
6 days.
And we knew our bad luck wasn't done. We headed straight back into lockdowns. Kim and Kanye, they split up. Megs and Harry sat down with Oprah, had claims that made her say,
"Hold up."
For 6 days, a ship blocked the Suez, and summer was ruined by La Nina. This year wasn't perfect, but at least Ben Affleck got back with J-Lo. We saw Britney freed Adele's new album and the Friends reunion show. And we finally confirmed Einstein's general theory of relativity with the first direct observation of light from behind a black hole, yes. The Olympics, they happened, the athletes all got cardboard bears. But then ScoMo screwed the French and Emmanuel Macron. ICAC came for Gladys Berejiklian. Trump was booted off all social, so he just made his own. Dylan Alcott's the first man to go bam a golden slam, and so they had something to do. The billionaires went to space. The Eurovision winner snorted something that wasn't cocaine. Gabby Petito, she died, her coward boyfriend the same. But this year it was a poo for you and the Who. Please make it 2022. We had Freedom Day, then Omicron became a variant. It was the worst way to learn the Greek alphabet. Cleo Smith was taken, but then was found again. Squid Game was cray, yeah, it was cray, hey. This year we had some of our favourites killed. Bert Newton, Screech Gudinski, Prince Phil, Gunther from Friends, Stanford, George Segal. Donald Trump somehow got impeached again.
Oh, whoa.
An Internet Explorer died, but no one got sad. Harry and me had a daughter they called Lilibet. People were saying, how dare you call her Lilibet? But the Queen was saying, it's fine if you call her Lilibet. And Facebook, it changed its name to Meta.
Make this year end, it has totally sucked. Make this year end, it has totally sucked.
NASA shot a rocket up to space, yeah, to divert an asteroid like Armageddon. Picnics became all the rage, yeah. Then a week later they weren't. Alec Baldwin tragically shot a prop gun. Godzilla took on King Kong. The nights we lost Connor Watson. Afghanistan was taken by the Taliban. Felt like 7 days of weekdays as we all work from home. So